Welcome to The Refresh from Insider, presented by WebEx by Cisco. I'm Dave Smith.
And I'm Carrie Donahue, in for Rebecca Ibarra. It's Friday, May 13th, and we're bringing you real-time news, fresh like live radio, and on-demand like podcasts.
Here's the latest. At last, a little good news from the markets to end the trading week. All the major indexes closed on the upswing, with the Dow jumping 465 points and the Nasdaq up 3.8%. One of the big losers today was Twitter, which plunged nearly 10% after Elon Musk said he was putting his purchase of the company on hold.
In Texas, the Department of Family and Protective Services can resume investigations into families seeking gender-affirming care for their trans kids. That's according to the state's high court. Attorney General Ken Paxton calls it child abuse. But the court also said Governor Greg Abbott's order directing the agency to investigate families for child abuse is non-binding. So while lawsuits around the policy continue, some families and legal advocates hope this means the state will drop further investigations.
The Lancet has published an editorial taking aim at the leaked Supreme Court draft memo that looks like it will end Roe versus Wade. This is a big deal because The Lancet is a medical journal, not a newspaper, and it doesn't hold back. The editorial from the British publication says very clearly women will die if this decision goes through, and that Alito and the conservative justices, quote, will have women's blood on their hands.
You probably know Build-A-Bear as the store where you can design your own stuffed animal, but a lesser-known side of the business is building memory bears. These bears are designed for someone grieving the loss of a loved one. They can be stuffed with a voice recording of the deceased or even ashes. Some employees say they build one or two of these bears for customers every shift, a heavy task they aren't prepared or trained for. Insider has an incredible feature about Build-A-Bear employees and how they deal with grieving customers. Be sure to check it out.
If you look up at the night sky this weekend, you may witness a total lunar eclipse. On Sunday, the Earth will pass in front of the moon and completely block the sun. The moon will turn red and be known as a blood moon. Spooky! The event will last about 5 hours, but not everyone in the U.S. will get to see it. It'll be most visible for people on the East Coast, assuming there are no clouds and you're in a dark area.
Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show. Coming up, Insider won its first Pulitzer Prize this week. We're talking about the story, a Uyghur woman's remarkable escape from a Chinese internment camp.
The changing world of hybrid work offers new possibilities. WebEx enables them with an open platform and many integrated partners like Envoy, Tandem, and Miro. Powerful partnerships power hybrid work. Visit apphub.webex.com. WebEx, working for everyone. WNBA star Brittany Griner will have to stay in a Russian jail for at least another month. Her trial has been pushed back 30 days, according to her lawyer. The two-time Olympic medalist has been held in Russia since February after a vape filled with cannabis oil was allegedly found in her suitcase at an airport near Moscow. She's facing 10 years in prison. President Biden has said she's being wrongfully detained.
A new study suggests that pain meds like ibuprofen may actually prolong certain ailments. Specifically, pain-relieving steroids and anti-inflammatory drugs, when taken for weeks at a time, may turn normal back pain into a chronic condition. Now, a clinical trial still needs to be done to verify these results, but the early findings indicate what one expert called a paradigm shift in the way we think about treating pain.
Jeff Bezos, Reddit founder Alexis Ohanian, and a group of other donors are giving $50 million to fund childcare programs in New York City. The city's government will match with its own $50 million donation. New York City is facing a childcare crisis with a drastic drop in providers, which is holding many parents back from re-entering the workforce.
Scientists have grown the first plants in soil from the moon. They were able to successfully grow thalecress, a plant native to Eurasia and Africa, in dirt taken from the Apollo missions. Wow. This is huge because we could potentially farm on the moon to supply oxygen and food, especially as NASA gears up the Artemis program, hoping to put astronauts back on the moon by the end of the decade.
You've been waiting patiently. Now it's finally here. Kendrick Lamar dropped a new album this morning. Kendrick hasn't released a proper new album in 5 years, but his last release won a Pulitzer. This new one, called Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, is his final album with his current label, Top Dog Entertainment. You can listen to it on basically all the same streaming platforms where you can find The Refresh, a similarly prestigious listening experience.
For years, the Chinese government has been forcibly detaining Uyghur Muslims in so-called re-education camps. People in these camps are tortured, beaten, and forced to renounce their Muslim faith. Insider's illustrated project called How I Escaped from a Chinese Internment Camp tells the story of one of these people, Zumrat Dawood. And this week, Insider won the Pulitzer Prize for illustrated reporting for this piece. Walter Hickey and Anthony Del Call condensed and edited Zumrat's story, and they're here. Anthony, who is Zumrat Dawood?
First of all, she's an inspiration. First, she's someone who survived these re-education camps in China. She's a mother of three who back in 2018 was detained.
And two police officers came and took me by my arms to the basement, interrogated me. I cried the entire time.
That's Zumrat, heard through an English-speaking Uyghur narrator.
The interrogation continued the whole night. The next day, they took me to a police car with iron gratings. A hood was placed over my head. I thought they were going to shoot me.
They poked and prodded her, and then they put her into basically a prison camp for 60-plus days.
She was forcibly sterilized.
She was absolutely, yes, this was after her ordeal in the camp itself.
We weren't told what was happening. I was given anesthetics and lost consciousness. When I came back to my senses, I felt a lot of pain. I was told I have been sterilized.
And Walter, Zumrat's experience in the camp and outside of the camp and as a Uyghur Muslim in China is unfortunately not unique.
Hardly unique. And I think that there's a tendency with this kind of story to just talk about the big numbers, the hundreds of thousands of people that this affect. But I think that that kind of loses a lot of the, there's just the reality and the brutality of what is actually being endured. And so I think that this was a really important story because I think it underscores, you know, myriad stories that are going on across the region, but really focuses on the humanity of it.
And Walter, as you said, this story is told like a comic. Now, our listeners obviously can't see the illustrations right now. Can one of you, maybe Anthony, you go first, describe them?
Well, first of all, the art is done by an amazing artist by the name of Fahmida Azeem, who's someone that we brought on board this project because of her background. We wanted a female. We wanted someone who's Muslim, who could really understand that world and could relate to it personally. We really, really concentrate more on the individual and the individual actions that are happening.
Because it's a memory. And it's, again, it's her memory. And, you know, this is her speaking. This was the result of hours of interviews. And all the words that you see in it are pulled from those interviews.
There's a beautiful image of Zumrat after she's had her hair cut off in one of the camps. And it isn't hyper-realistic. It's very much like brush strokes. And you can see her face and then her body just slowly dissolves. And she's staring blankly into space.
I was taken to a room. I saw boxes on the ground and realized they were full of human hair. I had always been proud of my hair, and they grabbed me and chopped it off. I couldn't stop crying the entire time. What kept me going through all of this was vowing to not let them win. To not let the Uyghur people become extinct.
Zumrat eventually got out, which is actually very rare. So where is she now and how did she manage to escape?
Zumrat was very fortunate because her husband was actually Pakistani. And so that allowed them permission to leave the country.
We finally got a flight to the United States, but I was so worried, afraid that I would be arrested at any point until I got on that plane. I felt like everyone was watching me. As we arrived, The customs officer took my passport, looked at me, and said, "Welcome to America." It was one of the happiest moments of my life.
When I Googled her name, the first page of results was full of Chinese media stories discrediting her. Why go public with this experience and endure extra pain?
Well, this is a story that needs to be told. At the end of the day, I mean, that's sort of her mission in life now, is to make sure that the story is told and make people aware of what's happening to the Uyghurs. Because there's a lot of people out there that just are not aware of this. This is a genocide. It's that simple. This is a genocide. The Chinese government is trying to eradicate over 3 million people because they are Muslim.
Have you spoken to Zumrat after winning the Pulitzer?
Yeah, we got in touch with her pretty quickly, and she is just elated. But most importantly, she is thrilled that the story is getting the attention.
Zumrat was fortunate. She was able to escape. But there are many people who have died. There are many people who are still residing in these places. And so whatever we can do to raise awareness, to make people aware of this.
Anthony Del Call and Walter Hickey, thanks for joining us on The Refresh.
Thanks for having us.
And be sure to check out their story, How I Escaped a Chinese Internment Camp, with art by Famida Azim. It won the 2022 Pulitzer Prize for Illustrated Reporting.
Make sure to follow The Refresh from Insider on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And please leave a rating and review. It helps other people discover the show.
The Refresh from Insider is produced by Frank Alito, Grace Eliza Goodwin, and Rebecca Ibarra.
And Dave Smith. Carrie Donahue is our executive producer, Andy Bowers is head of audio at Insider, and we had extra help this week from Rob Gunther.
Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend.